My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Fannie Mae removes minimum credit scores, y'all. Welcome back to the channel. Things about to get a little bit interesting in the mortgage market. We're going to talk about all of that today. But if you're new here, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Happy Friday. November 7th. Thank God it's Friday, y'all. Thank God it's Friday. So look, we got a lot. Damn. Over here dropping shit. We got a lot to discuss today on today's programming. If you're new here, throw some gems in the comment or type first time in the comments. If you're looking to purchase real estate in 2026, there's no other place to be than here. Every single day on the Rants and Gems show, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. Oh, and make sure you guys go to wherever you listen to podcasts, download Rants and Gems, leave a 5-star review if you are able to leave a review. So today we're going to talk a little bit. We got action packed, right? We're going to talk about Fannie Mae removing the minimum credit score. I'm going to bring on a special guest in about 30, 45 minutes. We're going to talk about the home inspection business, which a lot of you want to get into real estate and you don't know. There's different areas to get into real estate. Most people just think, oh, I want to be a realtor or I want to be an investor. But on this channel, we're going to start talking more about the other roles where you can make six figures in the business. All right. So I'm excited. Let's go to Fannie Mae and let's see what the hell is going on. All right. I'm going to share my screen right now. Let me move this out the way. Let me share my screen right now. And let's share screen. What the hell is it? I just had it up here. God damn it. Which one is it? Is it this one? Display. Yep. All right. So I'm gonna share my screen with y'all. Let's talk about this. All right, type in chat if you can see my screen. Type in chat if you can see my screen. Type yes or no in chat. If you can see my screen, if you can hear me loud and clear, type yes or no in chat, please. Okay. All right. So you guys can see the screen. This is, I'm not showing you a news article, right? So anytime you want to know what's happening, you can always just Google this information too. This is the single family Fannie Mae selling guide that just was released 2 days ago on November 5th, as you guys can see here. And the selling guide basically announces any guideline changes to products and programs that Fannie Mae offers. All right. So, you know, a couple changes to single close construction loans. We're not going to get into that. We're going to talk about this minimum credit score requirement. Okay. So it's basically saying that the minimum credit score requirements will no longer apply to loans submitted to DU. Guys, everybody type in chat DU. Everybody type in chat DU. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you like this video. Type in chat DU. Type in chat DU. Okay, let me go to my YouTube. Let me just make sure it's looking good on here. All right, type in chat DU. Okay, so DU is desktop underwriter. Okay, desktop underwriter. So you know when you guys want to go get pre-approved, right? What the loan officer does is they take your loan application, they look at your financials that you sent over, they look at your credit. And in the loan application, then they upload that to this desktop underwriting system. And then in this desktop underwriting system, it will tell us if the loan is approved eligible, meaning it's approved and able to be sold to Fannie Mae, or if it's not. And if you get that DU approved eligible, then 9 times out of 10, you should be good. But underwriter, a real underwriter, not just a computer, still has to review your file once you go and get into contract or you're refinancing. Okay, so I just wanted to give you guys a brief thing about DU so you understand what the hell I'm talking about. All right, so minimum credit score requirements will no longer apply to loans submitted to DU. The selling guide has been updated to align with changes previously communicated in the DU version 12.0 November update. All right. Specifically, DU will no longer apply a minimum credit score, but will rely on its own comprehensive analysis of risk factors to determine eligibility. In addition to these revisions, we have updated DU non-traditional credit documentation and home buyer education requirements to no longer rely on credit scores. Instead, DU will issue a message when lenders must establish a non-traditional credit history or complete and or complete home buyer education when no borrower has at least one credit score or installment account reported on their credit history. Okay, this is going the minimum credit score requirement of 620 for loan cases for one borrower and minimum average credit score requirement of 620 for more than one borrower will be removed on new loan case files created on or after November 16th, 2025. All other changes apply to loan case files submitted or resubmitted on or after the weekend of November 15th. Okay. So, in layman's terms, okay, somebody said DU equals AI. Pretty much. I mean, DU has been around before people even know what AI really was, but pretty much. All right. So, in layman's terms, what does this all mean for you guys? Basically, if you are applying for a mortgage after November 15th and your credit scores go below 620, let me stop sharing this. And if your credit scores are below 620, then you are no longer quote unquote disqualified. Right now, if your credit scores are below 620, you want to go conventional, there's no shot in hell. You can't go conventional. You have to go FHA. Okay. But in a week, if you have a below 620 and you wanted to go conventional, you could. Now, let me tell you this, and I'm going to just keep it real. Number one, they haven't released DU, Fannie Mae, as of right now, hasn't released the updated LLPAs. Everybody type in chat LLPAs. Everybody type in chat LLPAs. Type in chat LLPAs. Okay. Type in chat LLPAs. So LLPAs are loan level pricing adjustments. Loan level pricing adjustments. LLPAs. Now, Do you guys know what an LLPA is? And shout out to everybody watching me live across multiple different platforms. We got over 300 people total combined on multiple different platforms. So first of all, shout out to all of you guys and make sure you like the video. All right. But an LLPA is a fee. You know what? Let me show you this. Because Fannie Mae. I'd rather show you better than I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? So we can really like get to some nitty gritty. You understand what I'm saying? Let's really like show you guys so you can understand what the hell is going on here. So let me take that off of there. Let me share the screen again. I think it's this one. Yep. Let's go. I'm going to break it down for y'all. Shout out to everybody on IG. All right. So loan level pricing adjustment matrix. Okay. So I'm in the matrix. This is Fannie Mae's matrix, right? So loan level pricing adjustments. These are basically fees that lenders, that Fannie Mae is charging based on your scenario. This is why when I tell you guys, right, when I tell you, hey, the national average for mortgage rates might be 6.25, single family home, 20% down, 780 credit score. And when I tell you guys all the time that the interest rates that you see published online from various different websites are always not accurate because everybody's situation is different. And it's different, especially if you go on conventional. It's because you have all these LLPAs. So when people ask me, yo, what's my rate would be, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to know? I don't even know your scenario. Right? So if you look at this matrix, and can you guys see this in the screen? Type yes in chat if you can see this. Let me make this a little bit bigger. Pause. All right. That should be a little bit better. Okay. So when you are going for a loan, your interest rate has all these LLPAs built into it. This is why if you try to compare your interest rate to somebody else, 9 times out of 10, it will be different just based off of your scenario, right? And if you're on Instagram and if you can't see, you need to go over to my YouTube channel, comment YouTube on any of my posts or search MG the Mortgage Guy. So if you're on any other platform other than YouTube watching this, just go to MG the Mortgage Guy YouTube so you can really see what's happening here, right? So as you can see, if you're looking at a credit score adjuster right here, so you see across the board a 780 credit score. Right across the board, up until you start going with less than 20% down, you start seeing a 0.375, 0.375, 0.25% adjustments to your rate. Now, if you go lower, right, let's look at this below 639, right? If you see below 639, 9 times out of 10, somebody who's going there, they're going to put down 5 to 10%. You see the pricing adjustment below 639 is 2.25%, right? If you're putting down 5 to 10%, if you're putting down less than 5%, a 1.75% credit score adjuster. So with Fannie Mae removing their minimum credit score of 620, as you can see on this most recent updated LLPA matrix, they don't have nothing here, right? It's just saying below 639. I'm sure they're going to come out with a below 600 matrix, a 580 matrix, and they're going to fucking, this probably going to be 3-4% just on that adjustment. Are y'all following me so far? Type yes or no in chat. Y'all follow me. I want to make sure y'all grasping everything I'm saying here. Are y'all tracking? Okay. Okay, so everybody's following. Good. So now, since we are LLPAs, let's dive a little deeper. And this is honest, this is for purchase loans, right? Now, let's go to the loan feature. See, Fannie Mae, which you guys don't know, Fannie Mae is your interest rates are being built in with so much fees. And this is just, again, this is loan level pricing adjustments from Fannie Mae. This is not even lender yet. Whoever's originating the mortgage, and if you're a bank, your margins have to be built into that interest rate as well. This is when points and everything like that comes into line, but that's a different topic for a different day. I ain't going to get too much into that. I just want to give you guys some good information right now. So depending on your loan feature, whether it's an adjustable rate, an ARM, a condo, investment property, second home, manufactured home, 2 to 4 unit. Let's look at 2 to 4 unit property, right? As you go up in down payment, I mean, lower down payment, they make you get an adjustment, 0.625. If you buy an investment property, look at this shit right here, investment property, right? An adjustment of 4.125. So let's just say you got a 700 to 719 credit score. You want to buy investment property at 20% down, right? So let's just say if you're doing 20% down, your loan level pricing adjustment is 1.375% plus 4.125%. So you got, what's that, 5.5% adjustments in your interest rate built in if you buy an investment property. And now if it's a two to four unit, you got to add another 0.625 to that. So your rate, once it's all said and done, might be like 10%. If you buy a multifamily investment property with a 700 credit score. Because now, when now it's time for the lender now to originate the loan, again, 2, 3, 4% has to be built in for the lender's margins, just depending on what their margins are too. You following? Are y'all following? So I know a lot of people might say, and a lot, you're going to see a lot of videos go out today, tomorrow, this weekend, and everybody talking about Fannie Mae drop credit score below 620, go out and buy real estate. For all you low credit people, go out and buy real estate today, because Fannie Mae is now giving you the opportunity, if you have lower credit scores, to now get approved and you can get a conventional loan. And I've already seen a few of them hit my feed, and I just fucking laugh. I just laugh. Because you know why I laugh, ladies and gentlemen? Because I look at the people who are posting these videos and I say, okay, these are fucking realtors or just real estate content creators just looking for likes and views and clicks. And they have no god daggone clue what the hell they're talking about. This ain't going to help y'all. I said it. This ain't going to help you like you probably think is going to help you. If anything, your interest rate is going to be more expensive. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, if you have below 620, and even if you got a 620 credit score, you're better off going FHA. Because FHA does not have all these LLPAs built into the interest rate. Let me stop sharing real quick. I need y'all to see me. Focus. I need y'all to focus on me right now. Okay? Focus on what I'm saying to you. If you have a 620 or lower credit score, go FHA. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor and go FHA. Don't even look at conventional, in my personal professional opinion. Your interest rate is going to be through the roof and you're not going to be able to afford the payment, because your damn sure probably can't even afford the payment right now. Look into my eyes when I'm telling you this. Look at me. Don't even waste your time. Go FHA. Realtors out there, don't post this shit if you don't know what you're talking about, please. Respectfully. Respectfully, please. because a lot of y'all just be looking for likes and views and clicks and engagement and stuff like that. And y'all put out information and you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Please, please stick to the home showings and listing appointments that you are used to. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Now, here's another thing I want to tell you guys. I want to tell you guys this too. Even if you have a 600 credit score, if you have a 600 credit score and you're able to get an approved eligible, if you're able, if keyword, I'm going to say capital IF, everybody type in chat if. Type in chat if. Capitals, all caps too. If. If you're able to get an approved eligible with a 600 credit score, you probably won't even get a PMI. Because if you got a 600 credit score, a 580 credit score, to me that tells me there's some sort of, you have some sort of, you've been irresponsible at some point in your credit journey. You have some late payments somewhere down the line, and most, in most cases, not all, but in most cases, you probably don't have 20% to avoid PMI. So if you do have a 600 credit score and you so happen to get approved for a conventional loan, doesn't mean that the PMI company is going to approve you. Because that's another set of an approval you have to go through. Now, also, if you are able to get an approved, let's just say you got a 600 credit score. We're going to keep that going. DU is probably going to ask you for your firstborn, your secondborn, everybody's DNA and your entire family to get this loan closed. Because they're going to probably say, we need 12 months of reserves. We need this, we need this, and we need that. And 9 times out of 10, you probably don't have it. This is just my opinions. I don't know, because I'm just going to give my opinions right now because they haven't released nothing else but what we just see right here. So we don't fucking know. So I can only give you my opinion based off of being a 20. I'm not just, and look, let me explain this to you. When I speak to you guys, look at me. Do I got your attention? Type yes in chat if I got your attention, please. Type yes in chat. If I got your attention, type yes in chat, please. Because when I speak to you, let me grab this fucking mic. Pause. Let me shake some of y'all right now. When I'm speaking to y'all, I'm speaking to y'all from a 23-year professional. I'm not just a guy on the internet that just sits here and do content and is going for likes and views and engagement and all this other shit. No, I am verified, B. I do this. I've seen these type of case files before, and they are hard as hell to get approved conventional. This is not easy. And this is why I'm saying to you, go FHA. Go FHA. It's FHA is built for low credit scores. FHA is not going to penalize you for having low credit scores. The FHA is insurance, right? So it's automatically approved because it's an FHA insured loan. It's already insured by the government. So if you have low credit scores, 620 and below, do yourself a tremendous favor. Don't try to cross that conventional bridge unless you, me personally, and I'm just keeping real with you guys, right? And realtors, hear me out, because you need to start educating your sellers on this. Just because somebody has low credit scores doesn't mean that they cannot afford to get that loan. Sometimes shit happens, right? A collection comes up on your account that you have no clue about, and it just mysteriously pops up there and it lowers your scores. It happens, right? But realtors, educate your sellers on borrowers with low credit scores and the type of programs, because some of y'all still be trying to push people to go conventional when they got a 640 credit score, 650 credit score. Just let them go FHA. Educate your sellers on the products, because y'all think FHA is going to take longer. It's not the case. In fact, FHA can close a lot faster than a conventional loan as long as everything checks out. And if you're afraid of repairs, then just do a 203K. But again, I think that's another story for a different day. Maybe I'll do a whole, if y'all interested in some content about FHA versus conventional, the good, the bad, the ugly, type it in chat. Type FHA versus conventional in the chat, please. Okay. We got some good comments in here right now. We got some really good comments in here right now. So are we all on the same page with this? Okay. And if you're looking to get pre-approval refinance right now, email us at garlandgroup@unmb.com. Put the subject YouTube or something like that, so that way I can search and I can find you. And let's get you pre-approved. Let's get you buying a house. Let's get you to the closing table in 2025 and 2026. Realtors, if you want to work with me and my team, I would love to work with you. Highlight your boy, man. Let's get to it. Okay. Make sure you guys all like the video. Like the video. Now, let me take a couple questions, because I saw with some good comments in here. And everybody's talking about FHA versus conventional, FHA versus conventional, FHA versus everything. Okay, so we want to do a FHA. So we want to do a whole video, a whole loan comparison type of situation, huh? I feel like that's what people want to see right now. FHA, shout out to 2009 Hollywood. Okay. Are we licensed in South Carolina? I need more knowledgeable lenders. Yes, we can help you in South Carolina. We in like 29, 30 states. Okay. Okay, so let me get some comments. Any questions about this? If you use a VA, can you get a FHA? Yes, Miss Hines on Instagram. If you use a VA, can you get a FHA loan? Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as it's going to be your primary residence, as long as your debt to income ratio still qualifies. So yes. Yes. If you are a veteran, if you're a veteran, type your branch, or you active duty watching me not now. Type your branch. Are you fucking Army, Navy, Navy SEALs, you know, Delta Force? What are you? Air Force? Type it in chat, right? Because all my veterans and all my active duty folks, you guys need to start house hacking the right way. Use that VA. That VA is so golden. It is so golden. 100% low interest rates, no PMI, can get up to 4 families, no, pretty much no loan limits. You can do a $1.5 million VA loan, right? Shout out to the Army veterans. Shout out to all of y'all, right? And look, I'm going to bring this flag up here because this is Pops, right? Shout out to my Pops. I got to shout him out since we're talking about that. I got a special place in my heart for all military people because my Pops, God bless the dead, was in the Army. And that's the flag that you guys, the flag that you see back there. I keep that close. So, you know, he's passed away about 18 years now. But shout out to Pops and shout out to, you know, we got Air Force in the building. Shout out to all of y'all. We got National Guard. I just used my VA to close on a quadplex, no money down. This is what I'm saying, y'all. If you are a veteran You guys got to use this. Now, Diva, you said, can my dad, who is a veteran, help me buy a home if I'm not a veteran? No. Can he? He can't use your VA. The VA benefit does not extend out to your children. Okay. So can he be a non-occupied co-borrower or co-signer on your home and you do a FHA or VA? I mean, a FHA or conventional? Yes. So yes to that question. But if you're thinking about having him use his VA to help you, then no. VA loan is golden. I have 3 properties all using VA loan. They are all rentals now. VA, I'm telling you, VA is the ultimate loan for house hacking. House hacking. You just gotta know. Did you already make a video about the different equity cash out methods? Yep, I sure did. But we'll do another updated one. All right. Let me get some more questions in here. Okay, this is a good one. Is conventional the better loan? Is your question. What's your name? Candace Foot. This is a question I get all the time. Is the conventional loan better? Is the conventional loan better? It depends on the situation. Every situation is different, right? Like it's every loan is unique to you, in my opinion. It's not a matter if the loan is better. It's a tool. All mortgages are tools to help you build wealth if you do it the right way. See, a lot of people will look at mortgages as, oh, it's debt, it's debt, it's debt, it's debt. But it's a tool to build wealth if you know what the hell you're doing. I'm a fan of using whatever tool is going to be the best for you for that particular situation. And you always have to plan for the future. See, the problem that I see most people, what happens with most people is that they are not planning for the future. For example, how many of you guys watching me right now want to buy investment properties but haven't yet purchased your first property yet? Type yes in chat. How many of you want to buy investment properties but haven't purchased your first property yet? A lot of yeses in YouTube, a lot of yeses on Instagram, right? So that means you want to be an investor. Now, if you want to, and shout out to my brother, Holt Team. Shout out to my bro, Holt Team. Ant, what's good, brother? A lot of people, what they do is, especially if you're someone who has minimum capital, right? You don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to where you can just go out here and just continue to run and execute and buy deals and buy real estate, right? What many of you would do is you make emotional decisions over business decisions. You're leading too much with your emotions. Oh, I just want to buy the house. I want to buy a single family. I just want to close on something. I just want to do this. Now, again, every situation is different. But so you someone who wants to be in a certain school district for your kids, you know, fine. You got to do what you got to do. But for those of you who don't have pressing needs like that, and if you want to be an investor, you should be house hacking. I don't care if you buy a duplex, a quad. I don't care what it is. You need to house hack your way to wealth. And you do that by understanding all the mortgages, what tools are best for what situations, and being able, and most importantly, how to exit out of them. How to exit out of that so you can continue to repeat the process and don't get yourself jammed up. See, your first deal is going to determine the next couple deals, especially if you're trying to do this with low down payment strategies, meaning primary residence, you're living in it a year or two, and you should really go in it for 2 years for tax purposes with capital gains, et cetera, et cetera. But minimum is a year to live into it. And then you can use it again and repeat the process. But you have to make sure that's an income ratio. You have to understand it. You have to understand departing residence guidelines. It's something we don't talk about often enough. I wrote it in the book. Departing residence. You got to make sure you're still going to be able to qualify when you depart that residence, because most people think, oh, I'm just going to rent it out and this, that, and the third, and it's going to be okay, and the rent will cover this, and that's that, and the third, and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't necessarily work like that. So is the conventional loan better? Who knows? It all depends on that circumstance and the situation and what your overall goals are. Does that make sense? If that makes sense, drop a gem in the comments. If that makes sense, drop a gem in the comments. Departing residence. Yes, Diva. Departing residence. That's extremely important. Departing residence. Everybody should type that in the chat. Because that departing residence guidelines can kill some of your deals and you don't even know, because you might need a certain amount of equity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might need to show a lease agreement, a potential lease agreement, right? There's a lot of things that you guys need to understand. And no, it's not just a lot of you just walking through this with no guidance. There's only so much you're going to get from ChatGPT and YouTube University. There's only so much. You need guidance. You need someone that's going to hold your hand. You need mentorship. But a lot of you are just so scared to invest you're afraid, and I don't understand this. You're afraid to invest into yourself that's going to help you. See, a lot of you, what I'm starting to realize, the reason why you're afraid to invest into mentorship is because you just don't trust yourself to execute. You have absolutely no faith in yourself. You have absolutely no faith in yourself that if I put this money into mentorship, coaching, into a program, I'm not even going to take the course. You know how many people buy courses and don't even fucking watch them? You know how many people have mentorship? Even with me, I give you one-on-one phone calls. You know how many people have access to me for one-on-one phone calls and I don't hear from them for months? I think a lot of you are setting yourself up for failure because you go into these situations blind. You don't know what you're doing. You get into these properties, and then now you go on Twitter or Threads and say homeownership is ghetto. It's because you don't know what the hell you're doing, because you did it all wrong. You did it all wrong. Period. But that's my TED talk on that. Okay? That's my TED talk on that. All right, we got a couple more minutes. Look, I feel attacked because I'm not trying to waste my calls. Look, if the shoe fits, as they say. If the shoe fits, they say. But shout out to all my inner circle. I love y'all. Shout out to all of y'all. Okay. Okay. Do we do DSCRs? Yes, we do everything. Okay. We do everything. All right, guys. Stop asking me, do we do these loans? Yeah, we do every loan. Anything you see me talking about, except for NACA, we can fund. Okay. Okay. All right. So let's transition. How many of you right now are looking to make six figures a year. How many of you want to make six figures a year and be in real estate? Type six figures in chat. Type six figures in chat. How many of you want to be in real estate and make six figures? So we got a lot of six figures in the chat right now. I love that for y'all. So what I notice with a lot of you, you always want to come into real estate, but everybody thinks they have to be an investor or they think they have to be a realtor. And you're overlooking so many different career opportunities in this business for you to make money and have a great career, and then now use that to go ahead and build wealth. Okay. So second half of today's show, I'm bringing on a special guest. This man is a hustler, and he will follow up with you until you die, which I love. Serial follow-up person. He is relentless, and that's how you have to be. And we're going to talk a little bit about that too, because I want to talk a little bit about following up and things of that nature, right? So I'm bringing in my guy, Mike Totino, who's the owner of Hyper Focus Home Inspections here in New York. And we're going to talk a little bit about getting into this business, into the home inspection business, because a lot of you overlook just the home inspectors, and they make a lot of fucking money, right? So without further ado, I need everybody to give a warm welcome to my guy, Mike Totino. All right, let's bring Mike to the stage. Mike, what's going on, brother?
MG.
How you feeling today, bro?
I am blessed. I'm grateful to be here, and I am just happy that I am in a position to share whatever it is that people would like to know. And thank you for that intro.
Nah, no doubt, brother. No doubt, brother. So let's give a brief introduction on your credentials, who you are, how long you've been in business, et cetera, real quick for the people.
So I'm the owner of Hyper Focus Home Inspections. This month in November is actually my seventh year as a licensed home inspector. Up to date, I've probably done close to 1,500 home inspections. And prior to doing that, I was in construction. So I have over 10 years of experience in the construction background.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk about the career opportunity. You said this is, first of all, congratulations. 7 years in business is not easy. Not an easy thing to do. So first of all, congratulations on that right there. Now, let's talk about the career opportunity. A career opportunity with being a home inspector.
Yeah, so it's what you put into it, right? And that goes with anything in life, in business, in personal, in your relationships. I knew when I was becoming licensed to do home inspections, I knew I was putting my all into it. There was no backup plan. And I was just networking, you know, nights and weekends, open houses, realtor events, things like that. But there's a lot of people that already have their 9-to-5, and they could make an easier transition than I did as a home inspector, because there's a lot of cops that do it part-time, firefighters that have, you know, 3 days off at a time. So they, you know, really just depends on what you're looking to get out of it. But I could tell you now, this is a business where if you do a good job and people are happy, your phone will just start ringing without having to market. Everything I do is referral based now.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So if somebody's watching us right now, we got over 250 people through all platforms watching us right now, Mike, right? If we have, you know, somebody might be watching and saying, well, I don't have construction experience. I don't know how to swing a hammer, right? Mm-hmm. I don't really know the ins and outs of this. Do you recommend that person come into the home inspection industry?
As long as you're coachable. As long as you're willing to learn, there's several avenues. You had mentioned earlier about mentorship. I recommend connecting with contractors, plumbers, electricians, meeting them on the job sites, picking their brain. these people would be happy to train you, to inform you on how they do things, because they're going to view you as a future referral partner, if anything. So if you're inspecting houses and you know it needs a new roof, the electric is outdated, it's shot, these are people that you could have within your network, and then add that extra layer of guidance to your clients when you're doing the home inspections. But you absolutely do not need experience within that industry.
So startup costs, like how much does it cost? And I know it's probably different from state to state, city to city, but generally speaking, like what are the startup costs to get licensed and become a home inspector?
So here in New York, Long Island, where you and I are based out of, to actually get licensed to take the just the course itself, you're probably somewhere between 3 to 4 grand. And then, on top of that, with opening up your corporation, your branding, your apparel, t-shirts, business cards, stuff like that, I would say on the low end, you're probably with tools, probably 5 grand, 6 grand at most. But what other businesses are out there that you could start between 5 to 6 grand and make six figures your first year? There's not much out there.
So let's talk. Go
With
ahead.
low overhead too, on top of that.
That's what I'm about to say. So, all
Yeah.
right. So you start off as so you pay your 5 to 6 grand, get licensed, get tools. You go work for somebody, right? You work for a home inspecting company. You shadow them. You get mentorship. Are there any like courses or anything out there that teaches people to learn about like how to walk through a house and what to look for and stuff like that?
Yes. So depending on where you're located, I personally have my own property tour guide. It's like a digital home inspection. Whether you're an investor, you're a first-time home buyer, or you're an up-and-coming home inspector, that information can apply to anyone. You guys can reach out for the property tour guide if you want. And then you had mentioned it earlier too, mentorship. So when I started out, I didn't have a mentor, so I kind of winged it, which I don't recommend, because this is an industry where if you don't know your stuff and you start making mistakes, that's going to jeopardize your reputation long term. The only thing that gave me the confidence was my construction background for over 10 years. So I felt comfortable doing that. But in hindsight, I definitely should have reached out to an established home inspector, because there's things that, you don't know what you don't know, right? And that'll cost you.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right. And it's worse for a home inspector, because what you don't know might cost your client thousands and thousands of dollars,
Yeah, no, that's a fact. It's nothing like having a bad inspector and
Correct.
they miss a bunch of shit. So that's a good segue, right? Like, so you as a home inspector, right? I always wanted to know, like, how do you guys protect yourselves? Because there are times when people do inspections and they close and then they're in the house for a month or two or three and they're like, something comes up at that time and they're like, damn, the home inspector missed this, right? I've heard that so many times. It's
Correct.
automatically, well, the inspector missed this, right? Like,
Correct.
how do you protect yourself from a legal perspective on that? And but also from a brand reputation, how do you protect yourself from quote unquote missing stuff?
So there's basically one word that just summarizes that question right there, and that is documentation. So you have to just have proof. You have to document. When I was at this house with pictures and everything, videos, pictures, when I was here, I didn't have access to certain areas of the attic or the crawl space, the whatever the case may be, because that backs up your argument of, I don't want to say argument, because I'm not in the business to argue with past clients of saying, well, you're wrong, I'm right. I want to make sure that their experience is a pleasurable one. Buying a house is obviously a big deal, but if you have proper documentation and you take your time in the inspections, you don't rush, you don't skip around, you have certain systems in place where I'm going to start in one spot and I'm going to move accordingly. I'm not going to jump around. I think that's the best way to go about it, honestly.
Documentation, man. Everybody
Yes.
type in chat.
Everything. Yeah.
Documentation, right? And
Cover
look,
yourself.
when you are any business professional, right? I like to go by, and I tell my people this all the time, CYA. CYA, y'all, cover your ass.
Yes.
Always and, cover your ass.
And we always set the tone too. You know, everything we're doing is at the time of the inspection. That's like the most, that is the key word in our reports. You know, the sink was in working order at the time of the inspection, the toilet flush at the time of the inspection. Because just like you said, someone can move in and the first week, toilet starts leaking, the faucet's loose now, that's leaking. But, you know, we have proof that when we were there, it was in working order.
Facts. Facts. So, all right. So you get into this business, you pay $5,000 to $6,000, you go get some mentorship, you go work for a home inspecting company, you shadow, what'd you say, for about a year, 2 years? Like, how long should somebody be doing that?
So people actually go out on their own too. Not that I don't recommend it. It really boils down to your level of comfort, but what's going to make you successful as a home inspector is your level of education. It's what you're investing in training, in mentorship. Now, someone like myself, you can get me, you know, on virtual Zooms, on calls. You could pick my brain. I can guide you, and I could point out things that you're not going to be mindful of. It all ranges with the person, because people go with different companies or they go out on their own. You know, everyone's path is different.
Very true. Let's talk money, Mike. Because everybody in chat talk money. Sure. Everybody type money in chat. And, you know, we talk in mentorship and everything. So let me answer this quick question before we talk the money, Mike. You offer mentorship, Mike, right?
Yes, I do.
This was who did
God's this? Not done with you yet.
I like that. God's not done with you yet. I like that. So
yes, I do.
All right. So we're going to tell you guys how to get Mike's mentorship program and everything like that, probably a little bit later in the show. But I want to, before we get there, let's talk about money, right? Because look, we are in a time where there's nothing guaranteed, right? And we have a government shutdown right now for 37 days right now. We have tens of thousands of people that are furloughed because of this. We have corporations with thousands of layoffs this year, tens of thousands of layoffs this year.
AI.
We got AI coming into play, right? And for me, I don't see the home inspection business being replaced by AI. If anything, AI will enhance people in the business. So I want to get your thoughts on that too, AI and home inspections. But first, let's talk about the money that could be made in this business as a home inspector. On average, how long does it take to do, let's just say, a regular single family home, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 square feet, and how much are you charging for this? Now, obviously, it's going to vary fees state to state, city to city, but just give us a general ballpark.
Sure. So the average house size here on Long Island, I would say it's approximately 1,500 square feet.
Okay.
The 2,000 and up is a little bit on the higher end houses. But on average, 1,500 square foot house, I'm charging $650. And that's also including a termite report. As far as time frame goes, now, mind you, I've been doing this for years now. So I have my systems. I'm experienced. I'm efficient. For me to do a home inspection start to finish, it's about 2 hours. And then to write up the report, I'd say worst case scenario on a 100-year-old house that has hundreds of defects takes me about an hour. So so 3 hours from start to finish. Now, that's half a workday, right? Now, let's do some math. You do two inspections in a day, you just made $1,300 in one day. When I was working construction, I was a union carpenter in New York City. I used to make on a full 40-hour work week about $1,100. And that's physical labor. I'm going into the city at 6 o'clock every morning. I'm coming home tired every day. I got my tool belt on, hard hat on all day, carrying material, sheetrock, all that stuff. Home inspections, I just broke it down to you. I'm making more in one day just documenting. I'm not fixing stuff. I'm not building stuff. Just documentation, I'm making more in one day. Now, take it a step further, NG. For those who don't know, I'm also licensed for mold and asbestos sampling. So that fee for mold sampling is another $650. right? So if I inspect a house that has mold and my clients want to get the sampling done to get extra peace of mind, you do two houses, both houses have mold, you do sampling for both houses you just inspect, that 1300 you made in one day turns into 2600 in one day. And that took me two full time, working full time, that took me 2 weeks to make that type of money in one day. And this is a hidden gem. I didn't know about this. I got into this business because I was struggling, and you know, this didn't happen overnight. I was in contracting. I'm running around all day. I'm overseeing projects. I'm responsible for everyone else to produce every day. Guys don't show up, everything in between. And I heard about this business, and I really didn't know how lucrative I can make it.
Are y'all picking up what Mike is putting down here in the chat? Like, chat, talk to me. Are y'all putting up?
Well, 2600 a day, and you know, and like I said, I'm always gonna continue to tell you guys, you have to know what you're doing. This is not you get licensed and you're making 2600 a day. You have to learn how to meet people, scripts, construction, obviously, coaching, mentorship. But if you invest in yourself, this is how you monetize this business that a lot of people not only don't know about. Once you own the skill of being an expert, no one could take that from you. No one can lay you off and say, hey, you know, we don't need you right now. Thank you for everything. You're a home inspector. You can take it wherever you want.
All right. You said a lot there, right? So $650 for a home inspection, that's in New York, on average around the country. I would probably say the home inspections are probably pretty much around the same, like 500 bucks, something like that.
I would say, yeah. So nationwide, I'd say somewhere, yeah, 500. Now, obviously, the cost of living here in New York is astronomical. So charging 650 for here in Long Island and the five boroughs, that's justified. But you know, in other states, you do two a day, you're still making 1,000 a day.
So let's do this. Chat, I need some participation here. If you did a home inspection in the year of 2025 or 2024, type in chat, how much did you pay for the home inspection and what city or state you're located in? Type in chat. I need everybody, if you've done a home inspection, if you're a realtor, a loan officer, investor, home buyer, whatever the case may be, type in chat your city, your state, and how much did you pay or your clients paid for a home inspection, because I just want to get a kind of sample. Hey, so we got I am Brit set 470 in Atlanta, right? 470 in Atlanta, 750 in Massachusetts, 350 in Maryland, 350 in Richmond, right? 600, I think I saw 500 in Delaware,
In
right?
Delaware, yeah.
600 in Hampton, 500 in Vegas, right? So we get all of these different prices. We got Florida. I'm a realtor and home inspector in Logan's Grove, Georgia. The average is $400 to $600, right? 600 in VA, my goodness. Right? DC 450, 650 in Port Jeff, New York.
Yeah.
So guys, the numbers that Mike is saying, 500 to 700 in LA, they're saying 350 in Charleston, right? So I just wanted to put that out there. For everybody who's watching this with us right now, going to watch this on the replay, the numbers that Mike is saying is in line with around all around the country. So if you, like you said, if you do the math, once you get your systems and your flow, you can really go out here and do two of these a day. Even if you don't do two a day, right? Let's just say you do two or three a week, right? Think about that. If you're doing two or three a week, and if your average is $500, you know, that's still $1,500 a week. A lot of y'all probably not even making
And
$1,500 a week.
let me add, MG, that's 1500 part-time. That's not even a full week. That's part-time work.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's $78,000. If you do $1,500 a week part-time doing two to three inspections. Part time, you can make $78,000 a year if you consistently get this type of business. That's insane.
And I could tell you right now, you know, being that I've been in this for my seventh year now, I just got another inspector under me. So now the inspections I can't handle, I have someone on my team that handles. So now I'm making money without even having to be in the field right now. He's doing an inspection as we speak right now, while I'm on here with you.
God is good.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, these are also long-term plays where not if, but you know, when your business gets to a point where you can't handle it by yourself anymore and you bring someone on board, every time they go out, you're making a piece now, you know? So that's a whole different level of when, you know, you've built your six-figure business and now you're starting to, you know, dispatch inspectors out, you know, so on and so forth. So that 78 will easily turn into 100 part-time.
So I like this Ayana Anderson 391 says, to be a home inspector, you need to know your stuff and be physically prepared to climb and crawl and kneel and bend. It's not for people who don't do physical labor. What's your thoughts to that comment there?
I mean, it's to your discretion. You know, there are lines of work that just aren't for certain people. I mean, I could speak for myself. I can't have a desk job. I have ADD in my brain. I can't sit still, right? So I'm a blue collar guy because I'm used to being hands-on, but there's people who are good on spreadsheets, accounting, things like that. So I'm not going to sit here and say being a home inspector is for everyone. Some people, they don't want to go on ladders and things like that. You know, that's to each his own, 100%.
Okay, I saw another good question in here. And if you got questions on YouTube, you gotta go to the YouTube, type it in chat, and I'll get some questions answered. Right. So Diva Divine 88 says, can you talk about the more nitty-gritty parts of the job that people should prepare for?
You should prepare. That's a great question, by the way. You should prepare on communication because you could be the best home inspector. You could know everything about electric, about plumbing, about roof from A to Z. But if you do not know how to communicate these things with realtors, with first-time home buyers who are nervous, this is their biggest purchase. They're relying on you for the information. They don't know anything. You have to communicate it in a non-alarming way. Even houses that are 100 years old, they're falling apart. There's mold, termites, roof leaks, you name it. But you have to just reassure them that this can all be fixed. And I'd say that would be considered the nitty-gritty parts that people don't talk about. And that's actually one of the main focuses of my training because you can go to the schools and they're going to teach you what to know about being in the field, but I teach you the psychological part and actually building the business part.
Good question. Good question. So let's talk about building the business, right? Because we've established briefly in this conversation, Mike, that the numbers are there, right? The numbers are there for you to be on a pathway of six figures and more, just depending on how much business you have. You're the king of follow-up. Like you literally will follow up with somebody until they die.
Correct.
Mike has been following up with me for 8 years.
Yes.
Like, and
Don't give up, guys.
he does not give up, right? So, and you are a master networker, right? So to build this business and to get business as a home inspector, obviously you need to be where the homes are being sold, right? What are like some tips that you can give us and anybody who's looking to get into this industry of building your business and your brand as the go-to authority in your area, home inspector?
Great question. So I would say there's two things. Number one, and this kind of applies to, you know, any line of work, but when I go networking and I go to these events, my goal is to not make it transactional, not to just get business. It's to actually go out there and make friends with people because MG, I'm not sure if I lost you.
Nah, you had talk,
Okay,
talk, talk.
cool. So my goal is to when I show up is to make friends first and the business follows. No one wants to meet someone at a networking event and get pitched, hard sell. This is why you need to hire me. I'm entitled. Everyone owes me business. If you have that mentality, it's not going to work. People are going to see right through it. And I'd say my second tip would be Be active on social media, and it does not have to be work all the time. If you guys follow me, my platform on Instagram is it's at Hyper Focused Home Inspections right here. You'll see some of my content. It's not just home inspections. It's, my lifestyle, personal, fitness, traveling, and I want to attract like-minded people because, like I said, business will follow that. And if I'm just pushing hard sales and, call me for a home inspection, I don't think that strategy works.
Okay.
Just be genuine.
Just be yourself.
And you have to cater to these relationships because nothing happens overnight. People see what I'm doing now. I'm on this platform with MG, one of the most well-known people in the real estate industry nationwide. This didn't happen overnight. This is a milestone that he has me on his platform, but there's years and years of just relentless work going into my brand. So,
Yeah, and I ain't gonna hold you up. There are times I ignore Mike,
yep.
right? You're gonna get ignored. Like, there's times when people ignore me too. Like, it's just human nature sometimes. Like, if you busy, you moving and shaking, like, all right, I'm gonna get to him because I know Mike is gonna continue to follow up,
Not gonna
right?
stop. Yeah.
Like, he's not gonna stop, right? And it's not, I mean, in the most respectful way, but Mike does not stop. So, and this goes for anybody who's watching this, any sales professional, any business owner, you got to be relentless and relentless pursuit of what you want. And like Mike said, his relentless pursuit is the reason why he's on the platform right now. He's speaking to over 200 people live right now. He's taught at in my inner circle masterminds with my mentees. Like, he's helping some of my mentees right now who signed up to this program to
Yes, it
now
did.
start the process of getting their home inspection license and everything like that. So, Mike is just a prime example of if you continue to follow up and you true to yourself and you know what you're doing and you know you can add value, then at some point shit is going to click, right? So, going to realtor offices, pounding the pavement, he invests into his business, right? It's not just like, hey, I'm gonna do this and I can get you a good report. No, he's like, Mike does dinners with realtors. He's at networking events. Like, he's paying for mentorship. Like, he's doing all these things to help him scale and grow his brand and his business. So shout out to you, Mike, for that, right? You are
Thank
definitely
you.
one of the most real people, one of the most realest people that I've met in
Thank
this
you.
space, but also you're also the most relentless
You have to be.
that
You
I've
have
met.
to be, and when it comes to, setting big goals and things like that, it's not gonna happen overnight. And I'm not the person that's gonna paint this perfect picture like, hey, it's gonna be easy. It's gonna be, no, you're gonna make mistakes. And that's what makes people like us, MG, experts. We've all made mistakes before. We all learn from it. We all learn from the mistakes, and then we just get better and sharper. And when it happens over a period of time, eventually you know how to navigate. And I feel like that's kind of where I'm at now.
I love that for you, bro. So, if anyone who's watching this right now, who's interested in getting into the home inspection, well, first of all, let me ask you guys in the chat. Prior to today's episode, did you even think about becoming a home inspector or getting into the home inspection industry? Type yes or no in chat. Let's take a quick poll. Type yes or no in chat. Prior to today's episode and watching this today for the we've been talking to Mike for about 30 minutes now. Did you even think about the home inspection business or getting into the side? Now, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, we got a lot of no's on Instagram. If anybody wants to get in touch with you, Mike, if they want to join your mentorship, they want to learn more about, getting into this business to get more detail, because obviously there's only so much we can talk about in
Of course.
a 30-minute conversation,
Of
right?
course.
How could people get in contact with you? How can they sign up for your program?
Sure.
Tell the people what you offer.
So I offer a mentorship program where if you're in the process of getting licensed, then I walk you through getting your bank account opened up, your branding, social media, your marketing, scripts with first-time home buyers. It's really A to Z. I teach you how to get scheduled. I have systems in place, like a booking link, the software to write your reports. I do that every month with my students, and then every month I have sessions, and then you'll have homework and assignments just to hold you accountable. And then you also get a copy of my property tour guide if you're enrolled with me for my mentorship program. And if you want to reach out, I'll even add my cell phone number. You guys want to write this down? You could shoot me a text after the session. My number is 516-303-5425. My Instagram handle is at hyperfocused home inspections right here. Same thing on YouTube, same thing. Thank you, MG, for putting that in the chat. Same thing on Facebook, YouTube. Instagram is the platform I'm mostly active on, but I'm also active on TikTok as well. And then I will teach you how to not only, become a great home inspector, but turn it into a six-figure business. And I mean, if you start now here in November, you'll have a great start to 2026. So now would be the perfect time to set the tone for the new year.
So 516-303-5425 is Mike's cell. Text him if you're interested. Do you have any links or anything like that that we can put on the description of this video so that way people can go to the websites or the landing pages or whatever you have going on?
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to put it
Yeah,
in the chat?
you can put it in the chat right now. So if you got any links to your programs as well. But if people, have questions, obviously they can text you, but I want them to be able to go to your landing pages so that way they have that information as well. So text Mike at 516-303-5425. And I
Also,
would rec go ahead.
I'm sorry, just I'm gonna add one more link. Even if you're not interested in becoming a home inspector, you're a realtor or an investor, you could still get the copy of my property tour guide, which is basically a digital home inspection. And there's different modules of plumbing, electric, and termites, mold. So it just makes you more well-rounded when you're scouting for houses, or if you're a homeowner, know what to look out for so you could avoid costly mistakes.
So that's what I was going to say, right? And I'm glad you just led to that segment too. Anybody who's looking, any investor or future investor, any realtor who's watching this, that program, how much is it, Mike?
It's $99.
$99, that's it?
Wait, it's $99 for the property tour guide, yeah.
So the property tour guide is a one-time fee, $99, and it's basically like a digital, like ebook type of vibe, right?
Correct, yeah.
Look, where's the link? You put
I
the
put
link
it in the
in?
chat. I don't know if I should send
No,
it.
no. Oh, you put it in the private chat. Which
Oh,
one
I'm
of
sorry.
these? Which one of these is it? The complete property guide?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna put this link right now in the YouTube chat right this second. Right. For $99, in all honesty, everybody needs to go buy this because if this is gonna, and I'm gonna put this in Instagram live chat as well. I need everybody to go buy that. Because if you're looking to buy investment properties, you're looking to buy properties, period. You need to know what the hell you're looking at, right? Especially for my real estate professionals, everybody who has LLCs and everything like that, this is all tax deductible, right? So it's $100. Like if you can't invest on, and this is again what I was saying before Mike came on the show, there are resources out there that can help you guys go to the next level, right? What Mike is offering for $100, take it, go for it, study it. So it's only going to help you make more money.
And if I could add just a huge factor of my success now is the mentorship I've paid for myself. I mean, I've paid tens of thousands of dollars, honestly, and it's really worth every penny that I've invested in coaching mentors, because you want to hire someone who's already doing what you're trying to do, because not only will you speed up your journey, your process, you won't make costly mistakes.
No, 100%. But let's look at it like this, right? Everybody who on here wants to buy real estate. Mm-hmm. You're not on my channel if you are not buying real estate, period, point blank.
Right.
Right. You're here to learn about real estate. So if you're a realtor, if you're a homeowner, if you're an investor, whatever it is, you spend $99. This can help you negotiate because now you're going to be walking through the houses with the mentality of a home inspector and knowing up front what to look for to negotiate. So you spend $100 today, guys, and I'm going to stress this shit. You spend $100 today. That $100 is going to 10x. If you got motion, if you are serious about buying real estate, you're going to be able to walk through properties, look at this from that same lens of Mike or a home inspector, and negotiate tens of thousands of dollars in savings. For $100, Mike, you need to raise the price.
I probably should, but you know,
you definitely should raise the price. I'm sorry, because this guide right here, I mean, this can be used nationwide. So this is not a New York guide. This is looking through a home, mechanicals. Mechanicals are the same everywhere in the country, guys.
Boilers,
boilers, HVACs, all of the shit is mold. All of these things are universal nationwide. Please do not fucking cheap out on yourself.
And I will say this too. One of the biggest issues is moisture intrusion. Water is seeping into your basements. That causes a whole level of problems. Mold, termites, wood rot. I mean, it's really a snowball effect. So out of everything that I find on the regular, I'd say moisture related problems are probably the most expensive.
No, I agree. And I've dealt with it all. So, and this is why I'm telling you guys, and I'm, you know, once Mike just told me the price of that, I'm like, what? $100 one time fee. That's why I was like, is it a one time fee? Like for $100
for life,
you're going to spend $100 on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, let's just call a spade a spade. You're going to spend $100 on some bullshit this weekend. If you're serious about real estate, guys, please, 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 please. Walking through your properties helps you negotiate. This helps you negotiate. $100 can probably save you at minimum $1,000.
At minimum. Yeah.
At minimum $1,000 in sales price. Minimum. That's a guarantee. I'm guaranteeing this, right? You spend this $100, you're going to 10x in savings. Like, the price needs to raise. Like, because this is too good. But might keep it on for the rest of the month, and going into December, I think you should think
about raise.
100%. Like 100%. I'm putting the link back again in Instagram because people keep asking me over there too. But like 100% is $100 is free.
Right.
It's free basically. Yeah. This is free. How long is this?
I'm sorry.
How long is this? Pause. How long is this PDF?
So it's actual videos.
It's videos. It's a course.
It's videos of me in the field, pointing everything out. Yeah.
You on your phone or a computer right now?
I'm on my laptop right now.
You on your laptop? Share your screen. Let us see. Let us see behind the scenes of what this looks like. Because I see it's in Kajabi. So you have it's a course. It's set up like a course, like I showed you before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait. So. You want me to share my screen to go through?
Yeah, course? I just want to see. Let's show them what they're going to get, right? Okay. Let's show them what they're going to get. And let's so that way people understand, like, how long is this course? I thought it was like a PDF or something.
No.
This is a course?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to navigate on my laptop right now. So these are videos like modules. There's a module for plumbing, module for electric, module for foundation.
Show us.
All that's all right. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Show us. Because I think people really need to understand what they're buying.
Yeah.
If they're going to purchase this for $100.
You thought it was an ebook.
I thought it was an ebook, personally. I thought it was an ebook. I'm like, why I kept on saying ebook.
This property tour guide is literally, you're in the position of my cameraman that day. where he's filming me pointing stuff out and like, hey guys, this is what I find. And yeah, like it's a home inspection. Yeah. Let
Yeah,
me.
yeah, yeah. I need to see this. Let's see this. Let's share the screen.
Yeah, I'm just logging in right now. Give me 1 second. I'm just.
Yeah, because I want to see how many modules. Like we're gonna give them a little behind the scenes. It's
Of
not like
course.
they can fucking steal it. You know what
No,
I'm
no, no.
saying? Like, let's give them a little BTS and let's do it.
All right, I'm just logging in right now. You put me on the spot, MG. I'm sorry. I just have to,
That's all good.
I gotta navigate through my products and all this, all products. Give me once. Okay, perfect. I got it right here. All right, I'm gonna share my screen right now. Share screen. Okay. Share screen. Okay, can you see my screen right now?
Yep.
Okay, so.
So hold on. Let me add it to the stage. All right, there we go.
Okay, so
So
these
you
are the.
gotta, we can't really see it. You gotta make it a little bit bigger. Pause.
Like zoom in?
Yeah, you gotta zoom in because I can't really see it.
Can you see it now?
No, it's still coming out.
So if you can't see it.
Make it like full of your
Oh,
laptop. Make it full of your laptop. Yeah,
like
that's a little
this?
bit better. Yeah, let me give this the solo full screen layout. I really still can't see it too good. I can't really see it too good.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. But okay, but it looks like it's how many modules is up here?
So there's one, two,
Click on
three.
one and play a video. Let's just so we can.
Yeah, sure. I'll do the about me right
Okay.
now.
No. Go to when you in the row, not this.
I
Go
got
to
you.
not the about me. Go to something like, yeah. Go to like,
Like electric or something.
yeah. Go
Foundation,
from
I
there.
got you.
Foundation. Okay,
Yeah.
perfect. Okay, now we can see it. Now make that larger. Pause. There we go. Turn it up. Yeah, we can't hear it, but it's okay. So you're actually in these houses.
I'm in the houses, bro.
On the Kajabi, it has a volume button right there. On the video, right?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
all the way up
It's
already.
already up.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not giving us no audio. That's odd.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
All right, no, whatever. Go back to full screen then.
Okay.
Because I want them to see the quality of these videos.
Yes, yeah.
Right? Oh yeah, you breaking shit down then.
Yeah, man, this is hands on. This is like, I'm talking about drainage, foundation. Moisture intrusion, the cracks settling, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Yeah,
And
nah, this
then,
is clean.
yeah.
Go to another chapter.
I got you right now. I'll do exterior.
Okay, so you're on the exterior of the house, okay? Okay.
I'll skip through a little bit, just give you a heads up.
And how long are these videos?
Videos range, they're probably, let me see. Each video ranges, but they're probably a couple minutes long per video.
So how many hours do you think this is in total, this entire course for $100?
I'd say it's probably like an hour and change,
Okay.
maybe 2 hours, give or take.
Okay.
So I'm gonna stop sharing the screen. So, okay.
Okay. So you got about 2 hours of information. Your action, as we can see, the quality of the videos are spot on, and you're breaking down the entire, all the mechanicals, foundation, exterior, windows, you know,
rodents, moisture,
nets, rodents,
pests. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All that stuff.
Nah, this is dope. This is dope. All right, guys. I need everybody. I'm putting the link in both platforms again, Instagram and YouTube. I need you guys to click on that link. It's $100 one-time fee, 2 hours of information, the complete property walkthrough. We just saw we the videos, for whatever reason, it wasn't letting him share the audio, but it's high quality, right? This is not him just like sitting behind a computer and giving you a slideshow.
Right.
This is actually, you're seeing the properties and everything like that. And he's going through and telling you exactly what to look for in these properties to notice these defects and things like that. That's going to help you save tens of thousands of dollars on your offers. So don't be cheap, guys. I promise you, do not be cheap. It's only going to hurt you. If you're a realtor, if you are a home buyer, an investor, this $100 investment is going to save you tens of thousands of dollars. All right. I think this shit is dope.
Thank you.
Personally, Mike, the videos look clean as hell, professionally recorded, professionally edited. And only for $100? Crazy.
And it just goes to show you that I'm always investing in my brand. I could have done this from my cell phone, selfie style. Hey, guys, look, I found, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to provide top of the line, real quality content, you know, real audios, real, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I would like to think that I'm constantly investing in myself, into my business. And you know, if you know, like I said, even the real estate agents, I have realtors that I'm coaching right now on how to become a home inspector because they're waiting for their closings that are taking 2 to 3 months a pop, and they want to become a home inspector in between their closings.
I love that, man. Shout out to Des 25. She said he or she said they just purchased.
Thank you.
Shout out to Des25 for making that purchase. If you purchase, type it in chat. Let's shout you out. Des, congratulations on taking that next step on becoming a better investor, a better home buyer. And this is what I mean about taking out the emotions, y'all. Right? The more you learn, the more you earn, period, point blank. And if you invest into your intellectual property, you're going to get an infinite return on that investment. And Des 25 just did so. It's going to help you. Lynn 5284 on Instagram said they just purchased as well. Congratulations on taking that next step in your journey of being a better homeowner and investor. Realtors, you definitely should be purchasing this. It's $100, man. Like, think about this information and how much money is going to help save you and your clients. Like,
and not only that, you know, for my local realtors, I host workshops. So the property tour guide I do in person once a month for my real estate agents. And I
Mike,
can't
forget that. Hold on. I got to cut your wisdom off. Stop with this local shit.
Okay.
Mike, stop with this local shit. Okay. I keep telling you this. When you speak, stop speaking local.
You're right.
You got 200 plus people watching you from all across the country. When is this property tour? When are you doing it? And how do they purchase tickets to come to this live in person? People will travel to New York. It's holiday season. They want to come here anyway.
Yeah.
Right? You got to start thinking global, Playboy.
What I was saying. On a nationwide level, this information applies to everyone, right? But realtors in particular, when you guys are showing houses, if you guys know what a GFCI outlet is and little things like that, if you really hone the title of being an expert, I promise you, they see that stuff. Because if you're on a listing presentation, if you're showing houses, and if every response you're giving your client is, I'll get back to you on that. I'll find out for you. And you don't know this stuff. By the end of that appointment, you're going to have a list of things that they ask you that you don't know. And that's going to, I think that's going to reflect on your business too.
So look, it's, oh my, says I'm in, she's on Instagram. She says, I'm in NYC. I will come to this event. Right? I don't think she's a realtor. Lin 5284 said, when is your next event? How about this, Mike? I'm putting you on the spot. I'm putting this on the spot right now. Right? Everyone who purchases this today, they get an invite to your next in-person event.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Be more than happy. Yeah.
That's fair. That's so fair. Everybody who purchases today, you get access. When is the next event, Mike?
The next event, we're first week of November. I would say give me about a month or so, just so everyone has time to schedule. And I could probably do it the first week of December. If not the first week of December, then definitely first week of January. Like after so the
holidays. Let's just say second week of December.
No, first week. I can't do the second week.
Okay. First week of December. When are you going to know 100% by?
I will know by this weekend.
So by Monday?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Look, guys, you got until Monday because I'm going to... And you see, guys, Mike, I am one of the people he has paid to mentor and coach him to. And this is why I had to cut him off and say, stop this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So that was just me being MG the coach right now. By Monday, the price is going to go up because now we include an in-person event in this, right? And shout out to Shell Bride One, just purchased as well. So if you don't purchase this by time in 24 hours, the price is going to go up and it's going to include the in-person event as well. So not only do you get the digital course, but in you'll person. Also be able to come to our property in person and learn hands-on only for $99.
You know, there's people charging tens of thousands of dollars for stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. It's got to go up to at least $500 minimum, $1,000 minimum.
We should have had this talk before you had me on here, MG.
No. Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance, Mike. 7 P's. Always have your P's in order. You're doing great. Doing great, right?
Thank you.
But, and he's in TC. He's in New York, right? So I think this is, and again, this just came to my brain as we're talking about this, right? This is fucking amazing to me. So for $100 today, not only do you get, shout out to Sean Waller talking about $99 is a steal.
Sean's on here right now?
Yeah, he's on Instagram watching.
That's one of my guys too. Yeah, Sean. Sean's a great guy. One of my realtors too.
Amazing. Sean is dope. Yeah. Can they bring a son? Somebody wants to know, can they bring their son?
Sure.
There you go. Right? And look, guys, $99. The link is in both comments right now. For $99, you'll be able to come to the in-person event, whether it's going to be December or January. You come to the in-person event. Mm-hmm. You get to learn hands-on, walking through a house from a lens of a home inspector and teaching you what's in the course hands-on. So not only are you getting a digital course, you're getting a walkthrough experience.
And not only that, if you're there in person, you get to ask me any questions that might pop up, things that, you know, bring your notepads, basically.
So if you're on Instagram, I'm putting a link right here in the chat. So if you're on Instagram, I just put the link in the chat. If you want to DM me or DM Mike, ask Mike, don't DM me.
Yeah.
Like the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, I was just about to say DM me. No, don't DM me. DM Mike, go follow Mike, right? Go follow Mike and then DM him. Put your in the chat. Your IG page. What is this? Safety Homeless? No,
Hyper Focused
Inspections on Instagram.
Hyper Focused Home Inspections.
Hyper Focused Home Inspections on Instagram.
Yeah.
Go follow him. DM him yourself. The in-person event is going to be in New York where you get to walk through the properties. The digital, it's a $99 fee, and you get to get the digital course of it too. So even if you can't make it to the in-person event, you can go, you can watch it digitally. Right? So this is a fucking home run right now. If you're a realtor, home buyer, investor, this is what you need in your life. All right, Mike. We've been on here for about 50 minutes now.
Yeah, man, it goes by quick. Yeah.
Almost an hour. If you guys got a lot of value from Mike, make sure you type some gems in the comment. Make sure you guys go follow Mike. I think this is phenomenal. If you want to learn more about getting into the home inspection industry, hyper focus home inspections on Instagram, you can DM him personally. The link is right above your comment, Carver099. I'm gonna put it again. Tap in with him and let's go. Any parting words, Mike?
I just want to say that I want to thank everyone for their time. I really appreciate it. I feel like I'm at a space right now in my career where this next chapter I'm in is to pay it forward, because I didn't have a home inspector that taught me the ropes, whether it was investing or building a business or becoming a home inspector. So whatever avenue that you're in, whether you're purchasing houses, you're an investor, realtor, want to become a home inspector, I'd be more than happy to mentor you. And it's a skill no one could take from you. That's most important. You can't get fired. And the more that you train, the more you could obviously turn it into a career. So if you're struggling, you don't know what the next move is, you know, become a home inspector and you will not regret it.
Man, shout out to my guy, Mike, man. Everybody throw some gems in the comment. If you learned something from Mike today, make sure you go follow him. Hyperfocus Home Inspections on Instagram.
Right there.
Again, make sure you buy the full property walkthrough. It's only $100 lifetime access. We got Sean Wall in the comments talking about our sponsor, Two Tickets. Mike is the best in the business. Sean Waller. If you want to be sponsored for this, Sean Waller on Instagram, Sean Waller _, hit him up. He's in the Instagram comments talking about, I'll sponsor Two Tickets. Mike is the best in the business. And Mike's done my personal home inspections too.
He's done
inspections for my home. He's done it for a commercial building. Mike is the real deal. I wouldn't even have him on here if he wasn't. So he's going to sponsor two people. DM Sean Waller. You must be following him. I'm going to put rules in this. If you're going to sponsor, you have to be following him and DM him, and he'll buy two people tickets, right? But you got to follow Sean Waller, okay? Sean Waller _ on Instagram is sponsoring two people. It's $100, y'all. Invest into yourself. Invest into your intellectual property. This course and this live in-person event is going to help you save tens of thousands of dollars. And the price is going to go up. Mark my words. Price is going to go up. So, Mike, I appreciate you coming on today's show. Make sure y'all tap in with my guy, Mike. And I'm going to let you go now.
Thank you, guys. And you can reach out my cell phone, too. 516-303-5425. Thanks again, guys.
Say it one more time.
516-303-5425.
There you have it, y'all. Mike, I appreciate you, bro. I'll hit you up later.
All right.
Shout out to my guy, Mike, man. Shout out to Sean Waller for coming through and sponsoring two people, man. This was a fucking great episode today. Rants and Gems, I told y'all, we back, baby. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you download us on all podcast audio outlets, wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you download us. Leave a 5-star review as well. Monday we'll be back. I wanted to talk a little bit about the market too. Let me see what the market's happening. Oh, that 10-year treasury looking good, y'all. We might see some movement in mortgage rates, but oh no. We're going back up. We're going to have some reprices for the better, for the worse today. All right, so we're going in good right now on 10-year treasuries down. Let's see. We have 4.70. Yep. 10 years looking good right now. So interest rates should be solid 6.25 on the 30-year fix. Conventional. I went through all the criteria of that earlier, so I'm not going to get back into that. But yeah, Monday, join me back again here on Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you got some good value from today's information, again, it costs you nothing to like the video. It costs you nothing to share it to 10 people. It costs you nothing to throw some gems in the comments right now. Okay. So if you got some good value from today's episode, let me see you in the comments. Let me see. Miss Uncut MMC throwing massive amount of gems. I appreciate the love. Thank you guys for tuning in. Rants and Gems every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as always, if you're looking to get pre-approved, if you want to work with me and my team, all you got to do is email us at garlandgroup@unmb.com. garlandgroup@unmb.com. If you missed today's episode, you can rewatch the replay of this on YouTube. So if you're on Instagram watching this live, go over to my YouTube channel, MG the Mortgage Guy, on YouTube, and you will be able to watch the replay. Okay? You will be able to watch the replay. Hit the bell for notifications. And yeah, man, we out. All right. So y'all be safe. Y'all have a great weekend. I appreciate all the love and support as always. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.